Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
In the first conversation with Pastor Milatu, we spoke broadly about the message of the cross. And I must say that he read the book of 1 Corinthians, the letter by Paul, 1 verse number 18 that says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God." Now, welcome back, servant of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson.
Now, I must say that we really enjoy what we're talking about. And I must say you love it as well.
With all my heart.
I can imagine.
That's my message, right?
I can imagine.
Yes.
Now, why the cross this evening?
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful question, Mr. Thompson. Why the cross? The issue of the cross is the issue of sin. Remember where it all began, Mr. Thompson. It all began in the Garden of Eden. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned against God? There, that's where the problem began. This is what Paul says in the book of Romans, that because of one man, sin entered the world. So that's the serious issue. Now, when we speak about the cross, we must firstly address the issue of where sin entered, how it has entered, and who did it affect. So it entered in the garden through Adam, and it has affected all humanity. Everyone who is born in this world is a fruit, or rather a seed of Adam. We all come from Adam. So we are all under the same sentence like Adam. You understand?
No, I hear you.
It is a gravitational pull of the sin of Adam. Everyone who is born with that sin.
No wonder, Pastor Milatu, David says, "I am born into sin.
Mm-hmm.
My mother conceived me into sin."
Yes.
And in our first segment, you actually referred to Paul when he says, "The wages of sin is death."
It's death.
So if we are born into sin, what is it that we need, basically?
Exactly. We need to accept this message of the cross. Because this message of the cross, it is the only solution to our sin.
I love the only solution, to our sin.
Yes.
I thought maybe the only solution is to go and be a good church member, I suppose. I thought like that.
That's not how it is, Mr. Thompson. Even you listeners at home, you
yeah.
need to understand that you may go to church, but church won't take away your sin.
Ah, Lord have mercy.
Even if your church has a specific uniform, you know, they wear, it does not take sin. Remember when John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
He declared that, "Behold, the Lamb of God,
Amen.
Who cometh to take away
Amen.
The sin of the world."
Praise the Lord.
It is only Jesus who takes away the sin. There is nothing tangible, nothing physical, nothing, no material you can think of, Mr. Thompson, that can take the sin of the world, but it's only Jesus Christ.
Now, he became a scapegoat, like you said.
Yes.
Innocently so.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says he did not open his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more about why the cross.
Exactly. Now, remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they ate from a tree. Remember, they ate from the tree, and then from that tree came what? Came sin. They inherited sin because of the tree. Now, the tree, the cross, it is made from a tree, Mr. Thompson. Now, Jesus Christ is eradicating the mistake of Adam. Now, from that cross, from that tree came sin. And then in that cross, Jesus Christ became our sin. He became our sin. He did not just take our sin. Remember what Apostle Paul says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He says that Jesus Christ became sin for us. Not that he carried sin. He became sin for us so that we might be called the righteousness of God. So from the cross, from the tree, we saw a curse. But then from the cross, we see our salvation.
Our salvation, my family, comes from what the servant of the Lord is talking about. Why the cross? And I must say that we need this message,
yes,
you know, to be preached over and over and over. It should not just be a church thing where we become good members of a particular church.
Very true.
Continue with the conversation with regards to why the cross.
Exactly, Mr. Thompson. What you're saying is very, very powerful. Jesus Christ, you know, he came. The cross eradicates the whole mistake, the whole mistakes of Adam in the garden. Because of from what he did, Adam, the curse of sin fell on all humanity.
Oh, Lord, you have
understand?
Mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
According to people, the people will be like, man, he only ate the fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, like the fruit. But Zalwani, disobedience to God, making a wrong thing against God is a serious, serious thing that you can commit. So to God, it was a big deal that I have given you a command not to eat, but you ate. So as a result, curse fall on all humanity. Now note what I said. Curse fell on all humanity because of one man. But then through the cross, what's happening, Mr. Thompson? Salvation comes from one man to all humanity only when they accept this Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, he says that he redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He's not saying that he identified with a curse. He became a curse for us. Because cursed is everyone who hang on the tree. He said on a tree. Why on a tree? He speaks of the cross because a cross was made from a tree. Adam sinned because of a tree. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus Christ came to eradicate and change the errors and the mistakes of Adam. And from Adam, we received a curse. From Jesus Christ, we received
salvation.
I love
the explanation of the Bible. I must say, my family, should we want to progress very well in terms of understanding where our salvation originates, we need to go back into the Bible. You read Galatians chapter what?
Chapter 3 verse 13.
Reiterate it again.
It says he redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
Mm.
It is written, cursed is everyone who has hung on the tree.
Now, so it answers our question adequately so.
Yes.
That why the cross?
Why the cross?
This man was hanged on the cross.
For us.
Talk to me.
For us. He
Talk
was
to me.
Hanged on the cross for us. Hey, remember the angel appeared to Joseph, the father of Jesus Christ, before Jesus Christ came. And when he had contemplated to divorce Mary secretly, because he assumed that maybe Mary has sinned and committed adultery.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And was like, I'm going to divorce. And the angel appeared and said, Joseph, Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
I remember that.
What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Praise
now,
the
verse
Lord.
21 says these words. It says that she will give birth to a son.
Uh-huh.
And you are to give him a name Jesus. He is the risen. Because he will save his people from their sins. He's not saying, he does not say that he will save people, but his people. In other words, people whom he died for are his people. As long as you are living in the face of this world, you are created by the image of God. You are God's people. So God wants to save you because you are his image. And he says that to save them from their sins. These are not the sins of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus was pure.
I love that.
Jesus was perfect.
I love that.
When the people who come and take the garbage at your house, they are taking not their garbage, but it is your. When they take from the dustbin,
I love that analogy. Yes,
they are taking yours.
My stuff.
Exactly, your stuff.
Yes,
they are taking your sins. They are taking Jesus Christ when he comes. He takes our sins.
No, he takes our sins.
Yes, exactly.
And the municipalities takes my garbage.
Takes your garbage
and throw them away.
Throws it away.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that.
So
I
Jesus
love
Christ,
that.
He comes like that truck. And when it comes, he comes to take away your immorality. He comes to take away your imperfections, your laws, your addictions, anything that you can consider a trouble in your life. Jesus comes and he takes it away.
So finally, we don't have to cleanse ourselves. Read to Kise.
We don't.
We come as we are.
We come as we are. But here's the thing. He won't leave you as you are.
Hey, Pastor Milato is my guest on Intimate Moments. Radio Pulpit is your daily companion as we continue with the conversation.
Yes.
Regarding the cross. The servant of the Lord is here, Pastor Milato. Maruti, allow me to read the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13.
Yes.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. That was the scripture that you read before.
Yes.
Maruti, what is it that you'd love to address as we continue with this topic?
I would love to address just two things. Now, to touch on that verse, I will just have to touch the first words where he said that he redeemed us. He's not saying he's redeeming us, but he redeemed us. Now, I won't go into detail, Mr. Thompson. But however, the word redeemed or redemption is apolytrosis. Apolytrosis, it means to buy something back. Okay, it's to buy something back. It is a language that is used in a marketplace. You know, to buy back. Now, people would think that Jesus Christ bought us back from the devil. You understand that Jesus Christ was paying the devil. Jesus did not pay the devil, Mr. Thompson. Jesus did not pay the devil. But Jesus Christ, what he did, he paid the justice of God. God was about to kill us. God was about to destroy us. God was about to obliterate the whole humanity. But because of Jesus Christ, by his blood, is taking us from the curse of the law. What did he do? He has redeemed us, Mr. Thompson. And where by redeeming, it means that he used his money. And the money was not a physical currency, but it was his blood. It was his blood that actually redeems us. Hence why Peter would even say these words. He would say that it is not by perishable things that we have been bought, but it is by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. So everybody at home, you need to know that it is by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are redeemed. And he's saying these words, writing this letter to the Galatians. He's saying to the Galatians that the Lord has redeemed us. He's not writing to people who do not know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you do not know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, know that you remain unredeemed. The moment you receive him as Lord and Savior, know that then you will be redeemed.
Pastor Milato is here, and you can be redeemed. And you explained the word very nicely. So I must say, my family, is to buy back.
Buy back.
Look at the devastation that we heard. You know, we were far away from God, and God has to redeem humanity. The scriptures explains it very well.
Very well.
Talk to me about this redemption. Can we still have redemption in our dispensation we are living in?
Oh, my goodness. Now, it is not, Peter says that it is not with perishable things that we have been redeemed.
Amen.
But it is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I love that.
So the blood of Jesus, the thing about the cross, Mr.
Yeah.
Thompson,
yeah,
it's the past. You understand?
Oh.
Jesus died in the past. I mean, like, when we talk about Jesus dying, we're talking about history. It's the past. But then the same blood, it did not only cleanse the sins of the past. It also cleans the sins of the people in the present.
I love that revelation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also the sins of the people in the future.
Come on now.
This is how John says.
Come on
it.
Now.
John, in the book of 1 John, he puts it this way.
Yeah.
He says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That is the gospel.
And forgive our sins.
Yes.
So even today, Jesus Christ forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And that's the power of the cross.
My family, if you just join us, we are looking at this message of the cross, and we allow scriptures to be explained by the servant of the Lord. No wonder when Amuruti, the Bible speaks about the blood of Jesus, which speaks better things than the blood of Abel.
Mm. You see, the Bible says that without the shedding of the blood,
hallelujah,
there is no forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
The blood must come out. Hence why all those in the Old Testament, hence why whenever the lambs, the rams, the pigeons, all those animals were sacrificed, the blood had to come out.
Amen.
The first thing that you come across when you enter the tabernacle,
yeah,
is a place of sacrifice where the blood must come out. There is no salvation without experiencing the blood.
There is no salvation without experiencing the blood.
Exactly, Mr. Thompson.
And I can imagine when Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were Gentiles by nature.
By nature.
Talk to me.
We were Gentiles by nature. Gentile is somebody who is not a Jew.
Gentile
is someone who lives his life in idolatry.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
You... I can imagine. Yes.
That kind of a life, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay. But then now, that's the only thing we knew. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But we did not know that there is a God who created the heavens and
Amen.
The earth.
Amen.
We did not know that there is a God who can redeem us from our sin. We did not know that there is a God who can change us from being most evil perpetrators into becoming the humble children of God. And then that's the only thing that the cross has done for us. It has changed our state, Mr. Thompson, from the ungodly state into a godly state.
We bless the Lord for Jesus, because now my family is on the right hand of God. The Bible says he's making intercession for us and is the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
That's why the man of God, Pastor Milato, is able to speak about the cross, is able to speak about what he did on the cross for us. Talk to me more about it.
Now, let me tell you about now the man who died at the cross.
Sure.
The man who died of the cross is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, in the past, Mr. Thompson, many people were crucified.
Uh-huh.
You're not the first person to be crucified.
Okay.
But their crucifixion were just ordinary. Okay? The crucifixions were ordinary. They died and people forgot about them.
Muruti.
But then there is a specific cross, Mr. Thompson,
that
changed. Even now when we're doing history, we're saying before Christ and after Christ.
All right.
The cross
All right.
things, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
The cross changed even the eras of humanity.
Yeah.
The cross carries power, and the man who died on the cross is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Meaning that he is the center of everything.
Yes.
Should you accept him.
Definitely.
And take the message of the cross seriously.
Definitely.
Your life will be changed forever.
Forever.
Talk to me.
Forever.
Talk to me, Muruti Milat.
You see, God is not doing half-done job.
Okay.
When God is saving somebody, you are not partly saved. That's it, Mr. Thompson.
Come on.
The way people understand this message today, they think that I'm partly saved and I will be fully saved when he comes.
Okay,
they
all right.
Understand?
Yeah.
We are saved presently when we receive him.
Yeah.
We are no longer sinners, but we are the righteousness of God. That's what justification does to a soul of a person. You are just as if you have never sinned. By believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth that is Lord, then you are saved. That's what Paul says in Romans chapter 10 verse 9. Okay? That we are saved. Salvation comes only through his name. So we are saved because of his blood, Mr. Thompson. So salvation comes instantly when we receive him. But however, Apostle Paul continues to say that we need to work our own salvation. By working on your own salvation, you do not work for salvation, but you are working from salvation. In other words, you are continuously living in Christ until the end. Jesus said, those who hold on until the end. It speaks about perseverance and endurance. So we hold on until the end, where we will be experiencing the consummation of our salvation, the coming of the Lord, the redemption of mankind forever, where we'll be living in the new Jerusalem.
Lovely, lovely. My guest in the studio is the servant of the Lord, Pastor Milato. I love the conversation we are having. And I love when the scriptures speaks for itself. Muruti, we're going to continue. And the family is here. and everything is being referred into the scriptures. We are not just talking, Jay, yes. I suppose. We are looking at the scriptures. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We continue. The servant of the Lord, Pastor Milato, is here, and we love to have him on the studio this evening. Moruti, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson.
Welcome back, servant of the Lord.
Amen.
I can see that now ufutumezi.
Too much.
Taba ena ya ufutumaz.
Fire shut up in my bones.
Ah, come on, man.
Yes.
Now, in the final analysis, when everything is said and done, that you would love us as the family of Radio Pulpit to know with regards to the cross by and large?
Knowing the man Jesus. That's it, Mr. Thompson. Knowing the man Jesus. You see, there's power in knowing him. You do not only need to know about him, but you need to know him. In other words, you need to experience him personally. It is not only enough to know him by the writings. You must experience his hand. It is not only enough to experience him by the preachings, but you must experience him in person. Jesus is still alive. He is not just seated at the right hand of the Father, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, he can be active in your life. So that's what you need to know. Now, Peter, when he was preaching in the book of Acts, Mr. Thompson, Acts chapter 2, verse 36, he says this words that, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. He's saying that now, let all Israel be assured. He's not saying let some people, but let everyone be assured. In other words, the message of the cross, it is not a selective message. Jesus Christ did not die for some people like other people say, but Jesus died for all humanity. John chapter 3 verse 16, he died for the world so that he can save the world. Hallelujah. So now, Mr. Thompson, the power of this message is that Jesus died for all Israel. That's number one. Number two, he said that let all Israel be assured. In other words, there must be assurance or assurity rather of what Christ has done in their life. He says that now he's saying these words, let them be assured, not to terrify them, but to convict them of their sin. Because of there is no salvation if you're not convicted. Okay, there is no way we can be redeemed if we are not convicted of our sin. We need to know that we are sinners and we are in need of a savior, and we will be convicted of our sins. And he continues to say that they must be assured that God has made this Jesus. Now he's showing that it is not a different type of Jesus who died and rose again from the dead, but is the same Jesus who was born by the Virgin Mary. The same Jesus who turned water into wine, the same Jesus Christ who healed the sick, the same Jesus Christ who cleansed the lepers, the same Jesus who rose the dead. He's the same Jesus Christ who was crucified, he died, and he rose from the dead. The same Jesus Christ. He says that God has made him both Lord and the Messiah.
I love that. He has made him both Lord and the Messiah.
Powerful.
Now, I love when Paul says the very same Jesus, Pastor Milato, is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk to me.
That's a powerful verse.
It is.
In theology, we call it it reveals the immutability of
uh-huh.
God. If you are listening at home, please do not worry. It's not a very difficult word. Immutability means the unchangingness of God. So in the book of Hebrews, what now the writer of Hebrews is doing, he's showing us the immutability, the unchangingness of Jesus Christ, that he is the same yesterday, Mr. Thompson, the same yesterday, the Jesus Christ who cleansed the lepers, who healed the sick, who raised the dead, is the same Jesus Christ even today, okay? Listeners at home, you need to know that he is the same yesterday. In other words, when you read the Bible, it's the yesterday, okay? Now he's the yesterday. day. He rose Lazarus from the dead. He walked on water. He's the same yesterday. Already, it defeats the sensationism teaching that says that the miracles, the power of God, ceased in the Old Testament. Hey, people, I'm telling you, the power of God is still active and present in our life. And he's the same today and forever, meaning that Jesus, he does not change. And what we know about God is that he doesn't change. So Jesus is God.
We're inviting you to the Jesus who does not change. You might have struggled for many, many, many years, and you have lost your money. You have even lost your sleepless night, you know, because of trying to analyze and change your own situation. Pastor Milato is my guest here, and he's talking about Jesus Christ, who is the solution. Let's continue, servant of the Lord.
All right, I think two last important things that are very, very important from this text, Acts chapter 2, verse 36, is that now he says that whom you crucified. You see, he's blaming them. He's making them aware of their sin. Mr. Thompson, if you are not aware of our sin, there is no way we can be saved. Listen us at home. If you do not acknowledge that you are a sinner, there is no way you will be saved. Remember in Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son, when he came to the father, he said that I will acknowledge that I have sinned you against you and against the heavens. So when we admit that we are sinners, we will be saved. In the process of being saved, okay? So you need to admit that you are a sinner. So they had to admit that they are the ones who crucified him. And the last thing that I want to show you from this text is that he has made the same Jesus Christ Lord and Messiah, okay? He says Lord and Messiah. By Messiah, he reveals his saving nature. That he is the one who saves. And that's what excites us most as people. That we are excited that, he comes to save me. He comes to redeem me. He comes to take me out of these waters. He comes to take me out of this storm. And it's a beautiful thing. However, it does not end there. He must be your Lord. And by him being a Lord, it means that he's the one who has supremacy over your life. He has power over your life, authority over your life, sovereignty over your life. You do not dictate your life anymore, but he dictates your life. He guides your steps. He leads you. He sustains you. He tells you what to do and what you ought not to do. And that's the Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and the Messiah. If you want to experience him as a Messiah, it's a beautiful thing. However, it does not end there. You must see him also as your Lord.
Now, we are summarizing, my family, the issue we were discussing this evening on Intimate Moments. You know, some of the things that we need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the King of Kings.
Yes.
He is the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Today, you can accept him
yes.
as your Lord and your Savior. What a powerful message about the cross, servant of the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory.
Your final word.
Beautiful. There was a time when Jesus Christ was crucified. And he was not crucified alone.
Mm.
He was crucified with two notorious.
Come
enemies.
On, come on.
And one was felt so entitled. He says that if you are Messiah, save me.
Uh-huh.
You see, if you have that uh-huh. attitude, Jesus Christ will not pay attention to
I
you.
I hear you.
Repolo Samrena.
Hey.
Samrena, deliver me out of this problem. If you want Jesus Christ to do things for you. Like you feel so entitled.
Yeah.
That's where you are mistaking it.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus wants people who are like another criminal.
Yeah.
He says that, listen to what he says. That
talk to me.
We acknowledge that you and me, we are suffering because of the right things that we have done.
Yes,
the right things that we are punished justly. Okay? He admits that's humility. Without humility, you won't be saved. Without humility, you won't be saved. And lastly, the second thing, he says that, Jesus Christ, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is dying, Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
He's dying. Brute. But though he's dying, this man saw him as a king anyway. He says, when you come into your kingdom, he understands that this is not the end of Jesus. Jesus Christ, you will die, yes. However, you will rise and also you will... So when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Last thing that I want to show you, Jesus Christ says, today... You will be with me in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you have acknowledged the Lordship and the messianic role in your life, Oh my goodness, you will be saved. Your salvation will not be postponed, but it will be instantly. Jesus Christ, when he was talking to Zacchaeus, remember, he said, today salvation has come into your home. So basically, all I'm saying, brethren at home, is that when you have accepted Jesus Christ, your life, it is secured.
Your life is secured when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Pastor Milato, thank you so much, servant of the Lord, to share out the heart of God with the nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson. God bless everyone.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.